You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 17. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Brethren, I must confess that this is one of the scriptures that gets me on my toe, to be honest. You see, we often say that we are the temple of God. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. But we may not go as much as try to understand the implication of that. We are truly, in reality, the temple of God. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are truly the temple of the Holy Spirit. He says, the Spirit that dwells in you. Now, it means that we do not own ourselves because we are His temple. You see, nobody could lay claim to the temple. Nobody can say, this temple is mine. So they call it the house of the Lord. So when you say something is a temple of the Lord, it means it belongs to the Lord. The Bible says that ye are no more your own. Ye have been bought with a price. It said, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. It's simply saying to us, you no longer belong to yourself. As a believer, you do not own your body. Your body is 100% owned by God through creation and redemption. He created that body. That means He has the right to it. Two, He redeemed you. He paid the price. He bought you. So you no longer have a right to that body. It belongs to Him. You are the temple of God. He now says in verse 17, if anyone, irrespective of who you are, if anyone defies the temple of God, God will destroy him. When I read this, my mind went straight to, what are those things that defy the temple? And immediately I remember the words of Jesus. He said, these are the things that defies a man. Fornication, murder, hatred, jealousy, envy, malice, adultery. Oh, so the works of the flesh are those things that defies the temple. Galatians chapter 5 verse 19 to 21. The works of the flesh. And God is saying that if anyone defies the temple, God will destroy him. I keep telling people, never be afraid of the devil, or you must have the fear of God. You see, it is God who is capable of destroying His own temple. Look at, this is New Testament stuff. Look at what it says. It says, God will destroy him. And it says, you are that temple. It means that if you defile yourself, you are setting yourself for destruction. This is what Satan keeps doing. Satan is deceiving you so that God can destroy you. Satan deceived the woman in the garden, but it was God that judged them. Satan deceived the men in the days of Noah, but it was God that judged them. Satan deceived Sodom and Gomorrah, but it was God that rained fire from heaven. Satan deceived Ananias and Sapphira, but it was God that judged them. Consistently, even the children of Israel, when they were in Shittim, it was the devil that deceived them through Balak. Balaam gave an advice to Balak on how to deal with the children of Israel. It was to set them against God. So you see what the devil is doing, leading you to sin. It's not the pleasure. That pleasure is a bait. The goal of Satan is to set you up for destruction. If God be for us, who can be against us? But if God be against you, who can be for you? My prayer is that you will not do things that will make God to be against you. This is a warning. It's in the scripture because it's a warning for us so that we do not live like this. We do not defile the temple of God. That's why we must live soberly and godly in this unrighteous world. May the Lord grant you grace and wisdom. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.